You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's good to get to know people in the business community, mm-hmm. whether they're profit or non-profit or organization or business or whatever.
Yeah.
These contacts are extremely important.
Well,
they also copy all the business cards and
that's right.
furnish everybody who comes to the meeting.
You're right. What I love about those ones outside of the room, outside of the meeting, is that you can kind of sit down, have a leisurely cup of coffee with somebody, and pick their brain. You know, even if you need some assurance that the things that you're struggling with are similar to things that the other person's struggling with, just so you feel like you're not alone
in your
situation.
Plus, you're talking to somebody who has run an operation,
yeah,
or is heavily involved in running an operation, so that you have something in common to begin a conversation, and then it might lead to something in the future, or they might recommend you to some of their people, or whatever. It spreads.
Yep.
It's a very good way to get it out there, and it's more personal than is social media, which gets it out there too.
Sure, yep. And it's free.
How
can you bring? And you get a breakfast. How can you beat that?
How can you beat free? Yeah. At the one in Bill Brokaw, he always has a speaker at his. It starts at, I think, 5:30. And runs to about 7, but there's always a speaker there on some general topic which is of interest to everybody there. They've done various things in the past. I think Laura told me that they've done personal branding and goal setting and how to develop a business plan, and so forth. Things that are of interest. A short talk by some expert at this meeting,
right?
Which is an evening meeting, a late or beginning evening, I suppose, 5:30 to 7.
Yep.
In Frenchtown, there. That's on the second Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, it's very cool. Lots of great, and then you have the opportunity to do the card clubs, which are also kind of formal networking sessions as well, but they're a different format.
Jim Gano runs Crown Trophy,
mm-hmm.
and he always does a Super Bowl tailgate card club.
Yep,
and that's coming up on February the 4th.
Right.
From 5:30 to 7:30, I think she said. Which there are all kinds of things go on at that. They do a trophy making contest and do some. Prizes for all kinds of chances to win, that kind of thing. And there'll be food and so forth. So,
yep.
A tailgate card club.
So there's always a theme, and each business that hosts it has an opportunity to showcase their business, and you get to have an informal social setting of kind of meeting people and saying hello.
Yeah. So it's an event. He's been doing it for several years.
Yep. Yes, he is.
At the Crown Trophy there in Flemington.
Yep.
Anyway, the Chamber also holds the third Thursday of every month. They hold the new member nation, they call it. It's really an open meeting for members and non-members alike, where you can get an idea of what is going on in the Chamber, how it can help you, what it's good for new people.
Yes.
As well as for people who are already members. They may not know all of the stuff that the Chamber does, and this is a good way to be there and ask your questions.
Yeah, because...
How can you help me?
Well, quite honestly, the Chamber has evolved, and your business and your mindset has evolved, and sometimes back when you probably went through that orientation, things that you weren't listening for things because you were a different business mindset or a different chapter of business. So
sure.
Now you come back reminded of things that are available and or new things that have shown up that you didn't even know are happening.
I would think that it would be a very good idea to attend one of these mm-hmm. Once a year.
Sure.
Maybe even more often if you're having particular problems or want to ask questions of the chamber. It's just a free and open meeting every third Thursday of the month
mm-hmm.
from 8 to 9:30 in the morning.
Yep.
So you can stop by the chamber offices there at 14 Mine Street.
That's right.
And ask your questions, talk to people, maybe meet some new people. It can be a card exchange.
There you go. Another opportunity.
A good networking opportunity, sure.
Yep. And, you know, Chris and Laura, when they get to know you as a business owner, they will be your advocate as well. That's
sure.
The best part.
Sure.
So
they do a lot of ribbon cuttings for
yep.
businesses.
Right.
I think these are very good events to hold ribbon cuttings. Whether you're a new business or one that's been in business for 10 years and you're holding a 10th anniversary ribbon cutting, what mm-hmm. does it make? You're holding an event which is open to the public and people will attend
yep.
and learn more about you and what you can do.
Sure. Sure. Very good. So what does Al do on New Year's Eve? Al, how long do you stay up?
I don't stay up at all.
Have you ever watched the ball drop?
I have.
Okay.
In person.
Oh, really? All right.
In Times Square when I lived in New York. I went once.
Okay.
I also went once to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That was enough.
That's all you need. There you go.
My daughter was about 6 years old, and she wanted to go, so
right.
We went, and she sat on my shoulders the whole time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for all you've done for me and having you on, and wish you the best of a Happy New Year. And
yeah.
You coming back on next year?
Absolutely.
All right. Gotcha.
As long as I wake up in the morning, I'm ready to go.
All right. Thank you, Al. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Al Ohr, Business with Al, giving you insight into the 100 Chamber of Commerce, 100th anniversary, and all the things that the 100 Chamber of Commerce is going to be. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning 100 and 100chamber.com in just a few minutes.
I'm in almost every school bus in classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road...
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
In the month of December, probably every 7 to 10 years or so. But, yeah, so that does make it rather unusual, but not unprecedented.
Missouri and New Mexico are also under states of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this weekend, which means it's officially last minute. For my listeners only, Sherry's Berries, they've got your hookup, offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you've got to use my code SteveD to get those berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. We get them from my mom, my mother-in-law every year, and they absolutely love them. So here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. This offer for my listeners only when you use my code SteveD. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Or call 866-FRUIT-02. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in SteveD. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter my code SteveD. This Mother's Day deal expires this Saturday at noon, so make sure to order right now.
So what does Donald Trump think his chances are of winning the presidential election?
Donald Trump thinks he'd have an easier time beating Hillary Clinton in a presidential election than getting his party's nomination.
If you have another 4 years of like a Hillary, if that kind of mentality and thinking, we're not going to have a country left.
That's what the GOP frontrunner said on ABC's This Week. Trump said he's surprised by how much of a dramatic lead he's maintained over his Republican rivals in polls, and he never imagined it in the beginning. The leading Republican said he refuses to turn up any rhetoric against Senator Ted Cruz, who recently overcame him in an Iowa poll. Trump called Cruz a very nice guy who's been very respectful. I'm Melody Burkett.
Trump is also going after Hillary's husband. The Republican presidential frontrunner told Fox and Friends that former President Bill Clinton has, quote, demonstrated a penchant for sexism. That's Trump's response to an interview Hillary gave last week to describe Trump after he used a vulgar term to describe her loss to President Obama in the 2008 Democratic primary. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Actor Samuel L. Jackson has a unique perspective on the 2016 presidential campaign. Randy Fuller has more.
The Oscar-nominated star tells the Hollywood Reporter's Chatter podcast that he is forever a Democrat, and he'll vote for Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
You know, Hillary kind of knows the job. She can hit the ground running. There's a lot of things. She didn't have a huge learning curve like Barack had or some other people had.
Jackson says Republican presidential frontrunner and his sometime golfing partner Donald Trump is running his campaign on hate. He says other GOP candidates have similar values as Trump, but just don't express it as openly.
There's some other people that aren't as open about what he's saying.
Right.
That are running also.
Right.
You know, that are just as crazy, that are just as, you know, ill, that have just as much ill will toward the common man.
Jackson says he loves Bernie Sanders, but believes the Vermont senator doesn't have what it takes.
I'm going to vote for Hillary because, I mean, I love Bernie, and Bernie's a man of the people, but he can't win. So I got to cast my vote for a person that can keep those other people from winning.
I'm Randy Fuller.
Thousands of Americans are struggling to get home after the Christmas weekend. About 1,500 flights were canceled and 6,000 more were delayed yesterday. Now the huge winter storm system that slammed the Southwest and plains is moving into the Midwest with snow, ice, and freezing rain. The weather could cause more delays and cancellations today. Star Wars: The Force Awakens is changing Disneyland. The world-famous theme park is going to shut down some attractions and restaurants to make room for a new Star Wars project. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
medicine physicians, and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The death toll from the weekend tornado outbreak in North Texas is one of the highest in the region's history.
We've had 11 fatalities here in Dallas and Collin County area. That's the most fatalities in those two counties together that we've had since an event back in May of 1927.
National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Bradshaw says 1927 twister outbreak left 35 dead. 10 lives were also lost in 1957 when a tornado hit Dallas. Most of the deaths from Saturday came when an EF4 tornado touched down near Garland. Bradshaw adds it's unusual for North Texas to get tornadoes in December, but it isn't unheard of. He says it happens every 7 to 10 years.
We get tornadoes here during the month of December probably every 7 to 10 years or so. But, yes, so that does make it rather unusual, but not unprecedented.
Missouri and New Mexico are also under states of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this weekend, which means it's officially last minute. For my listeners only, Sherry's Berries, they've got your hookup, offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you've got to use my code SteveD to get those berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. We get them from my mom, my mother-in-law every year, and they absolutely love them. So here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. This offer for my listeners only when you use my code SteveD. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Or call 866-FRUIT-02. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in SteveD. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter my code SteveD. This Mother's Day deal expires this Saturday at noon, so make sure to order right now.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The death toll from the weekend tornado outbreak in North Texas is one of the highest in the region's history.
We've had 11 fatalities here in Dallas and Collin County area. That's the most fatalities in those two counties together that we've had since an event in back
back in May of 1927.
National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Bradshaw says 1927 Twister outbreak left 35 dead. 10 lives were also lost in 1957 when a tornado hit Dallas. Most of the deaths from Saturday came when an EF4 tornado touched down near Garland. Bradshaw adds it's unusual for North Texas to get tornadoes in December, but it isn't unheard of. He says it happens every 7 to 10 years.
We get tornadoes here during the month of December probably every 7 to 10 years or so. But, yes, that does make it rather unusual, but not unprecedented.
Missouri and New Mexico are also under states of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this weekend, which means it's officially last minute. For my listeners only, Sherry's Berries, they've got your hookup, offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you've got to use my code SteveD to get those berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. We get them from my mom, my mother-in-law every year, and they absolutely love them. So here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. This offer for my listeners only when you use my code SteveD. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Or call 866-FRUIT-02. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in SteveD. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter my code SteveD. This Mother's Day deal expires this Saturday at noon, so make sure to order right now.
So what does Donald Trump think his chances are of winning the presidential election?
Donald Trump thinks he'd have an easier time beating Hillary Clinton in a presidential election than getting his party's nomination.
If you have another 4 years of, like, a Hillary, if that kind of mentality and thinking, we're not going to have a country left.
That's what the GOP frontrunner said on ABC's This Week. Trump said he's surprised by how much of a dramatic lead he's maintained over his Republican rivals in polls, and he never imagined it in the beginning. The leading Republican said he refuses to turn up any rhetoric against Senator Ted Cruz, who recently overcame him in an Iowa poll. Trump called Cruz a very nice guy who's been very respectful. I'm Melody Burkett.
Trump is also going after Hillary's husband. The Republican presidential frontrunner told Fox and Friends that former President Bill Clinton has, quote, demonstrated a penchant for sexism. That's Trump's response to an interview Hillary gave last week to describe Trump after he used a vulgar term to describe her loss to President Obama in the 2008 Democratic primary. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Yeah! Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Actor Samuel L. Jackson has a unique perspective on the 2016 presidential campaign. Randy Fuller has more.
The Oscar-nominated star tells the Hollywood Reporter's Chatter podcast that he is forever a Democrat, and he'll vote for Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
You know, Hillary kind of knows the job. She can hit the ground running. There's a lot of things. She didn't have a huge learning curve like Barack had, people had.
Jackson says Republican presidential frontrunner and his sometime golfing partner, Donald Trump, is running his campaign on. He says other GOP candidates have similar values as Trump, but just don't express it as openly.
There's some other people that aren't as open about what he's saying.
Right.
That are running it also,
right?
You know, that are just as crazy, that are just as, you know, ill, that have just as much ill will toward the common man.
Jackson says he loves Bernie Sanders, but believes the Vermont senator doesn't have what it takes.
I'm going to vote for Hillary because, I mean, I love Bernie, and Bernie's a man of the people, but he can't win. So I got to cast my vote for a person that can keep those other people from winning.
I'm Randy Fuller.
Thousands of Americans are struggling to get home after the Christmas weekend. About 1,500 flights were canceled, and 6,000 more were delayed yesterday. Now the huge winter storm system that slammed the Southwest and plains is moving into the Midwest with snow, ice, and freezing rain. The weather could cause more delays and cancellations today. Star Wars: The Force Awakens has changed Disneyland. The world-famous theme park is going to shut down some attractions and restaurants to make room for a new Star Wars project. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big
Big C, coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:08. Time for Under Chamber Radio weather. 37 degrees in Flemington right now. Clear skies, southwest winds at 2 miles an hour. Today is Monday, and it's December 28th, 2015. And it's a mix of clouds and sun early, followed by cloudy skies this afternoon. A high of 42, winds northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Rain showers early will evolve into more steady rain tonight. A low around 35, winds east to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%, rainfall near a half an inch. Cloudy rain ending in the afternoon tomorrow. A high of 53, winds east northeast at shifting to north northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%, rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon. 52. Sunshine and clouds mixed in 52 on New Year's Eve day. And New Year's Eve, a low of 31, winds light and variable. New Year's Day, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 44. And Saturday the 2nd, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, 42. Temperatures in our area, 37 in Raritan, 37 in Lebanon, 38 in Tewksbury, 37 in Frenchtown, 37 in Lambertville, and 37 in Ringo's. Good morning, Huntington. Huntington Chamber Radio weather.
Pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Comment vous allez l'appeler?
I'm in love with you, but this ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you've made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people.
Oh, good morning, Hunter, and
we don't
Big C here coming live from the Huntington Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands, You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation. Produced by a Chamber of Commerce, we're all about Hunterdon County. This is John Legend, and he's been around for quite some time, but really started making a name for himself when he sang this song, and later on, All of Me. And it's his birthday today. Well, welcome back to the last week of December. Finished up the Christmas holidays, finished up Boxing Day. We're getting geared up for New Year's and New Year's Eve. So we'll get you there between now and then for the next couple of days. But first things first, we need to check out traffic, see what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. From HERTTeam.com. So we're looking at what HERTTeam.com has sent to me. You can register with them and get the same thing I do. And it says, well, let's see. Don't see anything at the moment. Nope. It's all quiet out there. Good. Keep it that way. Let's be smart. Now, you're going to have a lot of rain tonight, so be prepared for any localized flooding that might get in the way. All right, that's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide and Al War on today. We'll talk with Michelle about the markets and what they did before the Christmas Eve. Before Christmas Eve. And see what's happened over the last couple of days that might influence the markets with the last day, last week of the financial calendar. At 8:40, we get Al War on. We talk with Al about business, and Al gives us insight into information. Now, I didn't have Al on last Monday. I did have him on last Tuesday, so we'll find out what Al's got in store for us today to let us know about the local businesses in Hunterdon. At 11 o'clock at Chef Bill's Table, Bill Kinslow gives us insight into recipes, tips, tricks, and advice in the kitchen. Coming with experience from Jake, says the executive chef over there, also teaches a class over at Polytech. Sue Lang-Sepinar is on at noon, giving us food and the healthy food in the aisles of ShopRite. Larry Cartwright, Mental Health Matters, an award-winning show talking about and getting support for people with brain injuries and brain illness, mental illness, with Mental Health Matters. Hunter Medical Center on the air is on for 3 to 4. Chris Phelan and Larry Cartwright co-host that show, giving us insight into the folks over there at the Medical Center. And Hot in Hunterdon from 4 to 5, Georgine Trinkle is telling us all about the viewpoints and topics making headlines in Hunterdon County. And we finish up with Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown comes on, and she gives us all sorts of insight on your commute home about some great people to meet. Ruth Ann always has a great show, except for last week when she wound up in the emergency room. But this week she's doing just fine. She'll have Dan of Get a Grip and more. If you like History Channel's American Pickers, this show is for you. That's 28th today at 5 o'clock with Ruth Ann Brown's Celebration Hour. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. Well, I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamber.com in just a moment.
Your smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy
own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been mysticist since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What's happening, CC?
Alright, it's time for a little BrianLax.com celebration services for the week and the day. With
to each is reaching, if I don't cop it, ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, because I love you, CC.
Christmas Bird Count Week finishing up on the 5th. Halcyon Days will be finishing up today.
There's a lot of chocolate.
The last
around.
We've got 7 days, and the first 7 days around the winter solstice. Posadas finished up on the 24th. Saturnalia finished up on the 23rd. It's About Time Week started on the 25th. Trying to get to all the things that you said you were going to do all year long and never did, including your New Year's resolutions, which will be coming up next week. And it's Kwanzaa. Started on the 26th and finishes up on the 1st. And then we move on to the 28th. Today is Holy Innocence Day. It's Species Act Day. It's Pledge of Allegiance Day. And it's National Chocolate Day. Celebration services for the week and the day from BrianLax.com. And pick something and get involved. Let's get on to a little vitamin C. Find out what's going on. It's good about things and news in Hunterdon County. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and say what you will about big box stores, but we got a story here about big box stores trying to make a difference. PetSmart, gives out stuffed animals at a homeless shelter. So the staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com reported on the 23rd that people go to great extremes to make it home for the holidays. But for those who are homeless, the holiday can be a remember of what they hope and dream about. PetSmart supports organizations that make communities a better place to call home. That's why it happened at the Ozanam Family Shelter in Edison on December 16th, where children gathered together to receive Chance and Lucky, two cuddly stuffed animals from associates of PetSmart in Bridgewater who volunteered their time to attend the event. Children were further surprised when a Playtime Party Game truck pulled up. The kids eagerly hopped inside to play interactive games, courtesy of Noel Barrero of Playtime Party. "That's what it's all about," said Marco Georgievich, who's the store team leader of PetSmart in Bridgewater. "PetSmart is grateful for the generosity of our pet parents, and not only for their support and love of animals, but also for their commitment to the communities where they do business." The Ozanam Family Shelter, operated by Catholic Charities, Diocese of Metuchen, currently provides shelter to 22 families and 13 single women, who, along with Catholic Charities employees, welcome the holiday cheer offered by PetSmart. Quote, "The number of children experiencing homelessness has never been higher, so this visit from PetSmart is especially heartwarming and draws attention to the plight of the homeless," said Marianne Majewski, who's the executive director of Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Metuchen. She added, "One in 30 children will experience homelessness in their lifetime." Wow, 1 in 30. Programs at the Ozanam Family Shelter are designed to help residents determine and alleviate the cause of their homelessness while providing a supportive environment where residents can work toward their goals of self-sufficiency. Last year, the Ozanam Family Shelter provided shelter to 168 families in Middletown, in Middlesex County, and Catholic Charities served more than 53,000 people through over 100 programs in Middlesex, Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren counties. Those wishing to support the work of Catholic Charities can make a donation online at ccdom.org/donate. So PetSmart, trying to make a difference. Doesn't matter what you do, just a matter of if you can do it. And how much you can do doesn't really matter, as long as you can do something. And that's why that is vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays for October 28th, 2015. Actress in Desperate Housewives, Madison De La Garza, is 14 today. Actress in Seventh Heaven, Mackenzie Rossman, is 26. It's the 28th birthday of the children's Hannah Toynton. A Nightmare on Elm Street, Thomas Decker, is 28. The Bold and the Beautiful, Adam Gregory, is 28. The Bold and the Beautiful. The Campaign, Tarnan Terrell, is 30. From Tron Legacy, Bo Garrett is 33. Actress in Flyboys, Jennifer Decker, is 33. Television host of Attack of the Show, Kevin Pereira, is 33. Foxcatcher, Sienna Miller, is 34. From Death Proof, Vanessa Fertitto, is 35. Dancer in Dancing with the Stars, Anna Trebunskaya, is 35. Prometheus, The Girl and the Dragon Tattoo, Noomi Rapus, is 36. One Life to Live and Adam and Eve, Bree Williamson, is 36. Singer-songwriter John Legend, only 37. Look at all that creativity. Spider-Man 2, Vanessa Fertillo, is 38. Dances with Wolves, Michael Spears, is 38. From Lie to Me, Brendan Hines, is 39. Spider-Man movies, Joe Manganiello, is 39. Television host of Late Night with Seth Meyers, that would be Seth Meyers, and he's 42 today. Ghost Ship, Alex Dimitridis, is 42. Today, co-host Savannah Guthrie is 44. The Parent Trap, Elaine Hendricks, is 45. Caroline in the City, Malcolm Getz, is 51. Willow Bay is 52, editor in the Huffington Post. Terry Garber is 55, at The World Turns. The Karate Kid, Chad McQueen is 55. Hockey Hall of Famer Ray Borquin is 55. Country music singer, pickup man Joe Difford is 57. American gangster, Denzel Washington, 61. Edgar Winter is 69. He sang Frankenstein. World Golf Hall of Famer, E.B. Green is 69. Neville Brothers, saxophonist, Charles Neville is 77. Downton Abbey's Maggie Smith is 81. Actress in Star Trek TV series, Nichelle Nichols is 83. Hockey Hall of Famer, Harry Howell is 83. And comics artist, Stan Lee, Iron Man and Spider-Man, he is 93 today. Thank you, Stan Lee. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and get a show. All right, we're going to take a break. Be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington. I'm Jimmy Ricom.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The death toll from the weekend tornado outbreak in North Texas is one of the highest in the region's history.
We've had 11 fatalities here in Dallas and Collin County area. That's the most fatalities in those two counties together that we've had since an event back in May of 1927.
National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Bradshaw says the 1927 twister outbreak left 35 dead. 10 lives were also lost in 1957 when a tornado hit Dallas. Most of the deaths from Saturday came when an EF4 tornado touched down near Garland. Bradshaw adds it's unusual for North Texas to get tornadoes in December, but it isn't unheard of. He says it happens every 7 to 10 years.
We get tornadoes here during the month of December probably every 7 to 10 years or so. But, so that does make it rather unusual, but not unprecedented.
Missouri and New Mexico are also under states of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this weekend, which means it's officially last minute. For my listeners only, Sherry's Berries, they've got your hookup. Offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more. But you've got to use my code, SteveD, to get those berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. We get them from my mom, my mother-in-law every year, and they absolutely love them. So here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberry, starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. This offer for my listeners only when you use my code, SteveD. Visit berries.com, that's berries.com, or call 866-FRUIT-02. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in SteveD. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter my code, SteveD. This Mother's Day deal expires this Saturday at noon, so make sure to order right now.
Money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the world.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle Heidi. We got her back, and you're going to get a laugh out of this, Michelle. You and I were just talking off the air about Christmas and how fast it went. You didn't get to hear this, but the news that I just played, one of the commercials in there, was talking about Mother's Day.
What? Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
somebody was asleep at the switch, apparently, at IRN US Radio.
Talking about rushing the holidays.
Yeah, really.
We haven't even gotten to Valentine's Day yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Mother's Day. Buy it now. Buy for Mother's Day now. Oh, my God. Very funny.
Oh, boy.
So,
it's like someone posted on Facebook. It was the other day. It was like, 364 days left till Christmas, and they've already got their lights strung for next year.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I don't know. All right. So let's see. I guess we have to talk about the markets here. And it'll be interesting because we're in the final week of trading for the year 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the benchmark S&P 500 is up just a whopping 0.1% for the year. So the next couple of days' worth of trading will determine whether or not we're going to end in positive territory. And even if we end in positive territory, I don't know how positive it's actually going to be since we're only up 0.1% for the year. Let's see. So far this morning, we have U.S. and Brent crude oil both down. So oil continues to, you know, pretty much dominate the headlines now that the Fed is over on the sideline temporarily. So the futures here in the U.S. are currently looking a bit negative. We have Dow futures down about 80 a few minutes ago, S&P down about 9, NASDAQ down about 14. Globally, there are a few markets that are closed today. We have the London Stock Exchange. We have markets in Ireland, Australia, and Canada all closed today for various holidays. In overnight trading, we had, we had the People's Bank of China setting the yuan midpoint range at 6.475 per dollar, and reports showed that Chinese industrial profits fell in November for a sixth consecutive month, so the Shanghai was down about 2.5%. The Nikkei squeaked out a little bit of a gain of about 0.5%. European markets are currently, you know, somewhat mixed in trading. Not too much news dominating the headlines. No major earnings are due this week. The only economic data today really is the Texas Manufacturing Outlook Survey. That's a new one. We really haven't talked about that one, but I guess they're digging for economic data. That's the only major one coming out today at 10:30.
Uh-huh.
If we take a look at company news, MasterCard made an announcement that based on their calculations, it looks like holiday retail grew by about a solid 7.9%. We had Amazon stating that their Prime membership grew by 3 million new members in the third week of December. So all of those last-minute shoppers that wanted to make sure their packages arrived on time. And then we had Disney. Star Wars, the latest Star Wars movie has come out, and it has been the fastest movie to hit $1 billion in 12 days. And I have to admit, I was part of that $1 billion because we went and saw it yesterday, and I must admit, I really liked it. I don't know how I grew up as a child and never saw any of the Star Wars movies. Yes, I am admitting that on the air.
Uh-huh.
But I did go out with my family to see the Star Wars movie yesterday, and I think I'm going to have to go back and watch all the previous ones.
Well, I'm with you. I only saw the first Star Wars.
Okay.
And I didn't see it in the theaters. I saw it after it was on somebody's TV. So,
okay.
And I spent, I think I spent an opportunity to try and watch some of the other ones and didn't make it very far through it. And
okay.
I did take the time to watch this one, and I want my 2 hours back. I don't get it. I just don't. And I was talking with my friend Mike, who reviews the movies. It's so simplistic, and I'm not trying to cheapen it, but it just doesn't do so. People are enamored with all the cool characters, which is fine.
I think that's exactly it. It's almost like, you know, how you have your folks that are true Apple, you know, followers of Apple.
Yeah.
No matter what Apple comes out with, they run out and buy it. I think it's the same type of thing with Star Wars. It's just, yeah. It's all the different characters and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my son got this gigantic Star Wars Lego, like over 1,000 pieces of the Millennial Falcon or whatever it is. He was all excited to put it together, and he and my daughter were talking about the different characters and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, so
I don't know.
It's just not for me. I don't get it. Anyway, the sad part is when the most intriguing part for me was went to see how old Harrison Ford looked.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then, it was an intrigue when I realized there was a relationship somewhere in the middle of the movie that I didn't realize that was going to happen, and I was like, wow, that's different.
Right, exactly.
So, all right. Anyway, I you know. More power to him now.
I wasn't the only one that never got into the Star Wars thing.
No.
Okay.
No. Now, Disney, I don't know if you caught this, Disney is actually going to shut down part of their parks, and they will be putting in a Star Wars theme part of their park now. So they're gonna take this to the hilt.
Wow, yeah.
So, how about that?
Yep. So. I mean, when you look at what the movies brought in so far, and then, like I said, you look at everything else that goes along with the movie, every...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. A line of storms that's produced deadly tornadoes and flash flooding is now hammering parts of the Deep South, Midwest, and Tennessee Valley. Most of Alabama and parts of the Florida Panhandle are under a tornado watch. There are also flood warnings in eastern Oklahoma, most of Arkansas, and parts of Missouri. Flash flood warnings exist in southeastern Missouri and southern Illinois. This is the same storm system that brought at least 9 tornadoes to North Texas Saturday, including a powerful twister that led to 8 deaths in Garland, east of Dallas. Wicked weather is stranding thousands of travelers today as well. About 1,100 flights are canceled and 3,000 more are delayed. Tensions are boiling in Chicago after a mother of 5 was accidentally shot and killed by police. Officials have admitted that 55-year-old Betty Jones was accidentally shot early Saturday when police responded to a domestic disturbance call. 19-year-old Quintonio LeGreer was also killed in the gunfire. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance, NCSA. As Americans make their resolutions for the new year, they should keep digital safety top of mind. The average adult spends more than 11 hours each day connected to electronic media, TV, radio, smartphones, and other devices. Resolving to safeguard our digital lives is an important step in our shared responsibility to protect the Internet. NCSA has some simple digital resolutions everyone should make. Turn on 2-step authentication to better secure accounts. Limit sharing of personal information on unsecure free Wi-Fi. And at home, assign digital chores to maintain device security and engage the whole family in online safety. Michael Kaiser, Executive Director, NCSA.
In our global, always connected age, everyone needs to adopt good habits to lead a safer, more secure online life. Starting the new year by implementing easy, basic, and reliable security practices will give peace of mind as you use the Internet. Remember, every action you take to be safer online makes the Internet more secure for everyone.
For more, visit staysafeonline.org.